Blog Talk Radio.
My name Wale, and I'm a Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
Work.
She put that Mac on.
Yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom.
Work.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off.
Oh.
I give her good wood. She...
Co-host on the line, Ron. He's riding shotgun with me right now until we go pick up other people in the world. What's up, my nigga?
What's going on, everybody out there in radio land? That's
man,
that old school shit, right? That's that old school shit.
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah. That's that old. That's that Petey. That's that Petey right there. You know, I don't think you remember Petey. But, man, it's been one of them days. I'm just trying to get to the house. Just trying to get there. Sorry. I apologize.
I hear that. Yeah, it's been one of those days.
Man. But, hey. Hey. We about to laugh at some people. We talk about our badass habits that we have. That we could probably change. But we just like having bad habits. So we drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate ass things here on the code.
Shit, those might be my biggest fucking bad habits right there. You just called them.
you're drinking, you're cussing, and you're saying inappropriate things. I mean, that might be all of us. And that might be it. That might be all of us. That's all of us right though. That's all of us.
Seems so.
Like, for real. It's all right. It's okay. Just, hey, sometimes it's just how it be. So,
tell me
just
about it.
I pulled up to the house. Yeah, I legit just pulled up. So, give me a second. We'll get it together. Get it together in just a moment. So, but that was our jam. You remember that? That's our jam right there.
That. Yeah. Disrespectful.
I told you earlier in the week. I said you wait till you hear this song because it's us. We ain't shit. Sometimes we ain't shit. And that song came out.
Yeah, I've definitely been disrespectful.
We were the only ones who liked the song. People was like, "Why y'all like that song? Like, you get it? Like, is it?" It's just a song. It doesn't mean that's how life goes.
Listen, man. All I know is there's been situations in life where when I look back on, I'm like, damn. I'm just a disrespectful bastard. Like, what the fuck was wrong with me?
I don't think
But, yeah, but we grow, we move past those days, and, you know, we get to look back on them in disbelief, but hopefully we move on from those days. But, yeah, I can relate.
Oh, you can relate. I cannot relate. I can't relate to
you. Uh-oh.
Not my life. I can't relate.
Okay. Anyway, so as we proceed... She give you what you need because you're killing me right now with this bullshit. So bad habits. You know what a wise man once said? Because they say that bad habits are hard to break, right?
Okay.
And he said not only are they hard to break, but they're hardly broken. And basically, what he's saying is, and it's also what life tells you. You know, they're saying when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. It's similar to that, because when you have certain bad habits, more than likely those bad habits are gonna stick with you throughout your life. More times than not, smokers stay drinking. More times than not, drinkers stay drinking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So unless something dramatic happens, that aberration that makes you feel like, all right, I'm done with this. But more times than not, it's like, it's hard. And those who, without that big thing that happens to make them stop that, those are the people who really wanted to stop. You know what I mean?
Right. Dre's here.
So. Uh-oh.
We're not going to start yet on him. We're going to let him eat his food. And let him get his food in his belly. And,
I ain't going to ask where the food came from.
The food line.
Disrespectful. I'm being disrespectful already. I'm sorry.
Two lions.
Did you say food lion?
I just got in the crib, man.
I was about to say something. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut though.
Yeah, I went. You know, they sell the wings and stuff in the deli already cooked and shit. I went on and got some wings, man.
Got you. Oh man. Yeah. So anyway. So bad habits. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you had to say my bad habit is, what would you say your bad habit is?
No, we're talking about. Well, go ahead. Let me hear what you say, so I know where we at with it. Go ahead, Dre.
I know one of my bad habits. I cuss too much, way too much. Like, I had a bad habit. We got a matter of fact, my old boss was a preacher.
You mind ain't that the shit we said in the beginning?
my old boss was a preacher, and so this dude who started with us today, he came out of nowhere. He was a preacher. And it's like we was talking, and I was talking to him like he was one of the dudes. I was like, look at this shit right here. Man, he's coming to the fucking thing. I'm going to cuss up a damn storm. And he looking at me like, this nigga here, he's going straight to hell.
Just filthy mouthy.
That's one of my bad habits.
It's cold in here, Jesus. It's cold. I'm cursing.
I got another one too, man. I don't know why I do this shit, but I got the damn back scratching shit, right? I be sitting there smacking my damn stuff in the damn back of the head with it. I don't know why.
Cause you fucking retarded. That's what retarded people do.
Wait. You be doing what, nigga?
He's hitting himself in the head with a back scratcher.
I just do it, man. I mean, you know, sometimes you be looking at TV and then you just hit yourself in the back of your head with a back scratcher. No. I don't do it. All right, I just be like tapping this shit. It's just a bad habit, man. Okay, I mean, all right, okay, I guess. Right, right, thanks, Ron, thanks for hitting it, thanks.
Because this nigga, I mean, well,
who sits around?
Listen.
Well, at least I ain't damn playing with myself a coin. Shit.
You know what though? Let's keep it 100% funky.
Life.
Listen, you can make money off of the fucking corn cob confessions. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That the fucking back scratching in the back of the head. What the fuck is that? You can't make no money off of that. But yeah, you could be doing worse things. I get your point, Trey. Me personally, when I think of my baddest habit, my worst habit, let me speak. Like I got some sense. Procrastination. That would be the one thing that I look at in my life that's like, that shit kills a nigga.
What?
Man, listen.
Okay, yeah.
That would
be
my worst one.
Just a little bit.
I mean, that other shit, that cursing and, you know what I'm saying, drinking and talking inappropriately, we know about those, you know what I'm saying, saying the wrong shit the wrong time. I've been known to do that, too, but
yeah,
fuck
I do
it.
Yeah, I do that a lot, too. You be trying not to say it, but this shit just flies your mouth.
See, with me, it don't fly out my mouth, you know what I'm saying? I know it's going to come out. But I'm stupid enough to be like, you know what, I shouldn't say this, but why don't I say it anyway? And then go ahead and say it, like, tell a person, like,
that's
you know, like, I don't know you well enough to say.
That is this chick on the other end of this phone. She's good for that, too.
What? Sometimes with me, stuff just do be coming out. I really don't be thanking
for nigga. You be thinking.
And then you just be like, fuck it. No, you be thinking.
What? And then you just say, fuck it. You just say fuck it. I'ma say it. Speak my mind. I'ma say it.
No.
I'ma say it. He lying.
He lying.
And a bitch. Wrong. I'm going to tell you what you do. And I kid you not. If you were to come down here and hang with us.
I'm going
to
eat my nachos.
For 2 days. And see how she act when we go out in public. And she be getting her little sippy to sip on. And getting her little zone. And she be talking about people. And she don't be quiet. She be loud. Because, like, this is one chick. She thinks she's the shit, right? She wear a romper everywhere. So, and I know she has to hear best friend, but she
I'm
said
done.
It. Because when she said it, it was like the DJ fucking stopped the music, and she just said it. No, so she was like, the music was playing. She was like, her ass sitting over there looking like the number zero. And it was like the music stopped. I said, did you just call her zero? She was like, she looked like the number zero. The number zero. Look at her. Look, zero. Every time she walked by, zero. I'm like, this
I'm
is
done.
Here, yo.
I'm done. That CS isn't mean for no reason.
That's not mean. That's not mean.
And what would you call
That's
it?
That's honesty.
What would you call it?
Because she do look like the number zero, though.
But can you
she
be both
like
things at the
blown.
Same time? Can you be mean and honest?
Yep. In her life, yep. Yep.
I mean, hey, I didn't say you weren't honest. Maybe she did look like the number zero or the letter
she
O.
She did,
because
that's why
know.
He laughed. That's why Dre laughed, because she do.
So she was looking like Mrs. Potato Head, without the legs and the arms?
Basically.
I'm done with y'all, too.
But I'm the one in the wrong. I ain't do nothing.
And then wrong out of left field. It was this cute woman, right? She was sitting at the table. She was cute, real cute. I looked. I said, damn, she cute. Best friend says, she cute. Look at her legs, though. They have. I looked down, man. This bitch had a chinchilla on her damn whole damn. From her calf muscle on up. All
right. Am I bad that my dick just got a little hard? I like hairy legs a little bit. I kind of like them a little bit.
Ew. Ew.
Bro, you.
Ew.
Now, I can deal with a little hair on the leg.
A little bit. A nice sheen
nah,
here coming down on that
nigga,
on
do.
That shin. A nice sheen on the shin, nigga.
You wouldn't have liked that. You wouldn't have liked that. Because you'd have been like, what the fuck? Have you ever heard of a damn shaver?
Oh, depilatory.
Yeah, them motherfuckers was hairy. It was like she was about to turn into damn Teen Wolf or some shit.
Not Teen Wolf. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah.
On the girls' basketball team.
Yeah, see, she act like, I'm not mean. I'm not this.
I'm not that. I'm not.
Yeah. She say shit before she thinks. She would blurt it out in a minute. And then
I do say stuff
me.
Before I...
Then,
that, I
look
didn't
at me.
Say I did it.
But you would look at me like I said it or some shit.
Dre, I'm sure you are privy to how many times she has cursed me out.
You?
She...
I didn't see it. She just snapped on everybody.
So, I'm sure you are like 10 times as many times as you encourage me out. I'm positive. So we know that she is quick with the mouth to be like, fuck you. And the horse you rode on. And then say something real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a bad habit. It's a character trait.
It's like you won't even let us explain. What the hell that happened? You so quick with it. You know what? Fuck you. And I just be like, I'm just trying to explain it to
him. Nigga, for a minute, I was looking at my ID because I thought my name was Porch Monkey. You know what I'm saying? For a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all she called me.
But we've grown past that.
And then I know one of your major joints you do. You got a bad habit of throwing shade, and you do it in the people's face, and you don't even know you're doing it. And then after you do it, you be like,
what?
I did that to you.
What happened? What happened? What? What? I mean, I do it. I don't be feeling like it's shade. I just be saying what comes to my mind. I don't be feeling like it's shade. But, okay, so my bad habit
the fucked up part is that everybody listening can hear the smile on your face right now. Every fucking body listening to you right now can hear your cheeks got cramps in them. You fucking, you can't even say an English sentence because your jaws won't even move in that fucking angle. You're laughing, you're giggling, you can't even get it out right.
I'm trying to eat my nachos. I'm trying to eat
you're
my
nachos. You're trying to eat your nachos. Fuck them
nachos. So, listen, I recognize the fact that my bad habit is that I don't think before I speak sometimes, and sometimes I do throw shade and not really be meaning to throw shade, but the way it just come out, it just sounds like shade. But what you want me to do? Stop being shady.
Nigga,
stop doing dumb shit.
Your girl that y'all be putting in the fucking office?
Who?
Humpty Dumpty?
That Humpty Dumpty bitch, y'all be too grimy to call her bitch. She might be listening to the show. Yeah.
Oh, that girl. Well, we done told her that she didn't stop doing that shit. If she stopped doing that shit, then we won't talk about her.
But y'all be having all kind of shade. You and your old girl, y'all be having all kind of shade.
Listen. I put up a post that said, if I give you advice three times about the same thing, you know what? Life just needs to go, and you don't want to listen to me, life needs to go ahead and hit you hard. Life is hitting her hard, because obviously she don't know that she's shaped like, also shaped like the number zero in the Pillsbury Doughboy. She don't understand that she's shaped that way. You got a friend telling you, hey, I bought you the Spanx. Bitch, put it on. It ain't like you spent the $30 for the fucking Spanx. Put that shit on. Put it on. Don't want to see your gut in no bodycon dress. You the bodycon out here conning motherfuckers thinking you skinny as shit and you looking like a Pillsbury Doughboy.
You the white woman.
Exactly.
It's time to go.
We only 23 minutes into this show.
Oh, shit.
That was enough,
right? You poor girl. God damn.
What?
See, and then you say what? Like, we really got to explain the amount of fuckery that you just spewed out your mouth.
That you just spewed.
I said it. What you want me to say? Did I get to say it? I said it and I meant it. I don't understand why y'all think I don't mean what the fuck I say. I said what I said. I think Dre, the thing is this. Like, I some stuff do come out quick for me. And I don't really be trying to throw shade at Dre because he be like, he's like, dang, you just threw shade at me. I'm like, I really didn't mean to, but, okay.
Oh, she be meaning to, Mama. She be meaning to. She know what she be doing.
I don't be meaning to. Eat my nacho.
You want
to
know how I know that it's almost like just not even on purpose. It just come out because she don't just do it through her voice. She do it through her fingers, too. Because all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you be talking or something, and all of a sudden you hear a ting, or you see something come through somewhere, and be like, this nigga is typing shade. I am fucking done with her. She gonna get it. You really don't know what I mean. You really don't know what I mean.
No, I don't.
All right. There has been times on another show where we have had guests, and we're talking to said guests,
and next thing I
know, this nigga is like, if this motherfucker don't hang up or get off the line, I'm going to sleep. I'm cursed them out. I'm going to tell them they full of shit. All kind of things she done put there. So I don't understand why you trying to act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
But you know what? I think it's this. This is why I don't know why y'all be saying it about me. Because a lot of times I say the shit y'all want to say.
So now you're not denying it. You're explaining it. See, you're explaining it. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm not denying that I do things like this. I do it because, like, when that dude, so there's been a couple of slow dudes that came on the show, and I'm like, what's this slow nigga? Why are we talking to him? Y'all asses will come in to the outer space and be like, yo, for real, that shit's real. Like, I say the shit that y'all don't want to say and admit to.
No, I will say it. You know what? You know I ain't got no filter, but the thing is, I try to be respectful because this ain't my damn show. I'm trying not to get fired because you know me, I can go all the way in because you know I don't give a damn.
And I know she ain't talking about me. Because she the nigga. You know how many people I done pissed off?
Exactly. You know how many times you done muted me? How many times I done got muted for going off on this show? I was in there just talking. If I moved in over here, I was just talking away. Your phone has been muted. I heard a little dude come in. He said it all proper and rude. Your phone has been muted. Like, nigga, what the fuck? And then next thing you know, unmuted.
Yeah, so can we move on?
I want to.
Because it's obvious that somebody on this line has anger management issues as well as bad habits.
I admit it to my bad habit that y'all said I have. I recognize that is something that I effing do. I do it. Okay? I can own my shit.
I do it.
I do it. I own it, okay? Also, I mean, I get the cussing thing, but I know how not to cuss in front of preachers and stuff. I know how to do that.
Dre, did you catch that with shade?
Exactly. If I be throwing that motherfucker at 90 miles per hour, should have been a goddamn picture.
Yo, she said, I know how to watch my mouth. I mean, not in front of preachers and shit like that. This nigga just said that he was in
She's the worst.
You know, I'm going to catch you. I'm listening for everything. Fuck that.
Okay. I'm glad your ears open.
I honestly would say, and this is real as it gets, 9 times out of 10, the bad habits that you may think that you have, I wouldn't call them bad habits. I would just call them character traits, and I would also say that we share those same character traits. I don't know if they're bad or not. You know what I mean? Because they shine a lot of good when they come out from time to time. But them other times when they come out, nigga, you are wicked. No, but I would say that, yeah, that we.
So I'm the Wicked Witch of the North Carolina?
Wicked Witch of the North.
Of the North Carolina? Because
I mean.
Wicked Witch Carolina Kitty? Okay.
Oh. WWKK. That sounds like a radio station.
You are now tuned in to WWKK. Dummy. Dumb.
Oh, man. I'm done with you.
Okay. Okay. Let's get back to it. So, I think another one of my bad habits. Let's see.
Well, I give you one of mine.
Okay.
Smoking.
Yeah,
listen. So I just came from the dentist today, and they had to do some work on one of my teeth, and as they're working on this tooth right here. They was like, well, we got a number anyway, so boom, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna give you a cleaning too. We're gonna do, since it's on the left side, we're gonna do the left side today, then you'll come back and we'll do the right side, blah blah blah. All right. And the lady took the little mirror and showed me, you know what I'm saying, the difference between the left side and the right side. I was like, this bitch is trying to play me. like oh shit, and I'm seeing the effect that the smoking is having, and I'm saying to myself, damn, I know, all right, I gotta stop smoking. And then I was going the other day, and I wasn't really playing ball, but I was, you know, I'm dribbling, shooting around, and I started getting tired, and I'm like, damn, I ain't got no fucking, my wind is gone, and that's another direct correlation of the smoking. So I definitely got to stop smoking, you know. But that shit is not easy. There's some 400-pound gorillas that be on your back. But that's one of my worst habits that I have. That
Do you need a buddy? You need a buddy to help you not smoke? You need a buddy?
Yep. Turn around every time you get a smack, get somebody to smack.
I don't know what you're asking.
You need a buddy. You need accountability buddy. I believe in accountability buddy.
What is an accountability buddy?
Well, an accountability buddy is a person who holds you accountable for the things that you want to do. If you want to stop smoking, then I'm going to be your champion to help you stop smoking. Ron, did you feel like smoking today? Did you smoke? How many cigarettes or whatever you smoked, did you smoke? No, you don't need to do that. Tomorrow, we're going to cut that down a little bit more. Yeah, I'm holding you accountable for the shit that you want to stop doing.
That's a great new concept. I mean, in theory, that sounds like the best fucking thing in the world. It may work. It may work. I don't know about
buddy. Well, when I got time to go walk, I got, you know, buddies to keep me accountable for that. But I don't have time right now to work to go walking because I ain't got time. Like, I'll probably go walking tomorrow morning and get up on time.
Right,
but,
see, that's not very much accountable. I mean, how would...
But when I do...
All right,
so
boom.
Like,
so boom, you say to me, did you smoke today? No, I didn't.
Good.
How the fuck do you know if I smoke or not?
I would hope that you wouldn't lie.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Nigga, when you got addictions and when you got bad habits and things like that, the truth goes out the window. I mean, the truth is, this shit is killing me. And I don't give a fuck, obviously. So what the truth got
to
do with
anything? I need you to care, brother. I need you to care. You need to stop.
No, my only point is with something like that, an accountability buddy, I would think that person would have to be right there with you, to so that they could smell your finger and be like,
I may not be the accountability buddy, but find you an accountability buddy.
I don't want to mind my business like that. I don't fuck with these motherfuckers. I don't know none of these motherfuckers.
I mean, It could be your lady friend who could be your accountability buddy. You know what I mean?
See, now you're trying to make shit serious.
Huh?
Anyway, I'll get
you
one. I got you. Thank you.
Nigga, I feel like you're telling lies and being sarcastic and you just want me to shut up. Now, listen.
My buddy, my buddy, wherever I go, he goes, my buddy.
Hey.
My buddy. You remember that shit?
Yeah, and then you had kid sister. Kid sister, ain't me. Cause I had both of them bitches. I had both of them. Both of them was chocolatey. I love my old chocolatey, my buddy, and kid sister.
Oh
y'all,
shit!
I sure enough did. I sure enough had them.
My buddy and kid sister. That shit is funny.
Yep, yeah. Yeah. I sure did.
That was your throwback moment of the day. That old ass motherfucker just took a stroll down memory lane.
Right, because that used to, man, listen, we used to sit and we used to have tea parties and shit. My buddy was like, I ain't trying to come to the tea party. You don't sit your ass right there. You don't be at this tea party. Yep.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
I legit, because my brother was older than me. And so I really didn't have, like, a legit playmate. And also, I would be in my room talking to my dog, having tea parties and shit.
Oh, Lord. Well, we the weird ones.
Nigga, that's what girls
what?
Do. You talking about something, but we the weird ones. Nigga, you all weird. You out here hitting yourself in the head with a motherfucking
fake
fraction.
Here we go with the face. See, I kicked that face on your mom.
Oh, nigga, you
but you also, you know what though,
this show.
When somebody has bad habits like that, Drake, what you gotta realize is you gotta not give them the ammunition, cause they can't help themselves. They're gonna throw it.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
You might be right. You might be right.
So I mean, it like me for instance, if somebody says some dumb shit, I might be nice enough to let them get away with it once. But that second time, nigga, oh, I'm going to say something. It's just in my DNA. You know what I'm saying? It just happened to me. So,
second time, you might not do the same time.
You see what I'm saying? Right. I may be like, nigga, and that first thing you said, you know what I'm saying? That shit was stupid, too. But, I mean, so you got to not give them that ammunition. So with best friend over there, man, it's best just not to even tell her. My bad, I almost threw shade. I'm sorry.
What? Don't tell me because I'm gonna shade you with some shit if you do some dumb shit.
No, I was going to just say that, you know, just don't even tell her about the strong hands to touch you.
Just hold everybody else. You might
want to
tell me, though.
Right. I'm sorry.
What strong cans do today? What strong cans do today?
Hey, you got
G.
Oh, man. I can't even explain it. So,
I told you, Ron. Didn't I? What I tell you? What I tell you, Ron?
Oh.
I
got a story to tell.
This lady worked with us and shit, like she upstairs, so she came downstairs and because the snack man was there, right? So I knew snack man from, you know what I'm saying, from my old job and shit. So we were sitting there talking about this chick from Facebook that me and him playing with and shit. So snack man leaves and me and the lady in there, we just started talking about power and The Walking Dead, and she is bad, like she is beautiful.
I don't trust your bad.
This bitch is fine. This motherfucker is bad. She is bad. That motherfucker's fine. We sitting there, we talking. This bitch comes in, Stud Bay comes in and sits right in fucking front of me. And there's like three other tables in there, empty as hell, when nobody in there. She could have sat at one of them tables. She comes right in there, sitting there in front of me. And me and the old girl was talking about them, about the shows and shit. And then she's looking at me like, who the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on?
Oh, so,
trying to play fucking footsie and shit. She's trying to play footsie on the top. I'm like, yo, get your big ass fucking shoes off me. What the fuck? And then the lady was like, all right, well, I can talk to you later. I said, all right. She leaves, and this motherfucker talking about some. I got my nails done. I was like, okay. Yeah, I hit her with the best friend, okay, too. I was like, okay. I'm about to start laughing. I was like, okay. Sat there for a little bit, and I'm trying to damn eat my little Skittles. Matter of fact, Skittles laying right here on the damn thing. I ain't even get the fucking finisher. Cause that's the only damn thing they had in the goddamn machine today that was damn worth a damn eating. This bitch says, you got some sexy lips. It looks like you eat the hell out of some coochie. She get ready to say some coochie, right? I cut her off when John John walked in. She said, you like you eat the hell. I said, John John, where the hell you been all day? What's going on, nigga? I'm trying to change the subject, talk to this nigga. This nigga, John John, looked at me and was like, nigga, you just seen me in the back. What the fuck wrong with you? So I'm talking to this motherfucker. I'm like, yo, man, what's going on? He said, nothing, man. Doing the boxes, you just said, yeah, from me. What the fuck wrong with you? So her line started going back to that damn work area and shit. So she jumped up. She's like, all right, I'll see you later. She gets up, gave me dap. She walks out, John and I said, I saved your damn life, goodness. That bitch about to rape your motherfucking ass. He said, I told you, boy, you better leave that one. He said, she got them goddamn nails, man. He said, you owe me a soda. Buy me a soda because I saved your life. Buy me a soda because I saved your life. I said, man, take this goddamn soda out of my face.
So, she went and got her nails done. Did she get a manicure or she just got her nails done? What did she do? Because she needs to get some calluses.
No, she got the whole shebang.
Oh, Ron.
Don't call me.
Yo, he didn't even wait for the last 30 minutes of the goddamn show. Like, we were Ron. To shade or not shade? That is the question.
I gotta hurry up, man. I gotta hurry up and get a fucking car, man. I can start taking a break in my damn car and go to sleep or some shit, man, because it never fails, man. I be in the break room because I'm the only one. I think I'm not the only one there that don't smoke. Because don't nobody be in the break room but me. So I just be in that motherfucker chilling. It'd be me and one little pesky-ass fucking fly. And so I'm sitting in that motherfucker, and she come in that motherfucker. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Because I thought she was going down. When she was paranoid about that fucking cop and shit, she thought it was the police in there yesterday, but it wasn't the police. I thought she was going to quit. Because old buddy, that motherfucker got scared. He quit.
I don't know what kind of job you at that the police come by and motherfuckers start fucking going to run.
What it is, she got an ankle bracelet and he got an ankle bracelet too. They got house arrest ankles. But the police didn't come. They thought it was the police because they never seen these two white dudes before. And they were dressed up. They looked like damn cops. But what it is, they were the big men from the damn, that runs the plant and shit. And they were on the floor trying to figure out what the fuck we supposed to be doing because they ain't never seen that many boxes in that damn warehouse before.
New white people make niggas leave their jobs. I'm done.
Right. Like,
random white people come around and motherfuckers just leave and don't never come back.
Yeah, that motherfucker, he dipped. He did not come back. That motherfucker had that damn house arrest ankle on. That motherfucker was paranoid. He said, I ain't supposed to be working. I'm like, how the fuck you getting away with it? And he was like, I live right down the road, man. I think he said like 50 feet or some shit. So he walks through, it's some kind of trail. I think it's like right there by the train tracks. And he go through that motherfucker and he get back to the crib. I'm like, man, what the fuck, yo?
I'm done.
That's why I said I work with a bunch of fucking gangsters. Like, I need to start. My pistol's in the storage room, but I got my stuff going with my gun. Yo, we ain't got no security guard. We ain't got no cameras in that motherfucker. Cause the other day, this damn tall dude was in there talking shit like he was the Mike Tyson of the goddamn 80s, and this little short dude, shorter than me, choked his ass out. And then they let this, choked the nigga out, they go over there, wake this motherfucker up, and put him back on the goddamn line and made it finish work. And
wow.
I was like, what kind of goddamn plantation shit am I at, man? Like, what the fuck?
Nigga choked him out, woke him up, and put him back to work.
Yeah,
damn,
put him
gangster.
Back to work. The damn supervisor came over there, woke his ass up, and put him back. He said, you all right? Go get some water and get back on the line. Because that's what they said. I shit you not, yo.
Nigga.
And I was like, man, for real, like, nigga, what the fuck? This cannot be fucking life, yo. Like, what the hell? And then everybody talk about we need some security. That's like, nigga, we need more than some goddamn security. We need security cameras. We need somebody walking the fucking floor. Like, what the fuck?
Metal detectives. We need a whole
metal
bunch of shit.
They need a whole bunch of shit. When I work out, you see his fucking boxes. Windex and damn Rain-X and shit for your cars and shit. All you see is damn boxes everywhere. And niggas in that motherfucker mad as hell because we work 7 to 7. And we don't have no off days. I think we might be off Sunday. And these motherfuckers in there, and they talking about some, we don't know why everybody angry. Motherfuckers, you giving us checks. We can't even cash these motherfuckers because our banks are closed. We get the fuck off. To help us be so damn tired.
True.
We don't even, yeah, we be so damn tired. We just throw that damn check in the wallet and go on home.
That's crazy.
Next day you come to work, you're going to have a damn attitude.
Now you got to take your lunch break to go cash a check.
Basically, yeah. But yeah, she had them little, had the little, what you call them? The little French tips, the little gloss. Hands wasn't ashy, they was looking damn shiny. I was like, okay, all right.
She's trying to make
listen, Dre. Let me give you this piece of advice.
Hold on. Before you give the advice, do you think we need to let people in on exactly, you know what I'm saying, what it is we speaking on?
Okay. So, Dre started working a job. And there's only, like, one girl that works there, and she happens to be a stud. The stud,
well, it's two girls, man. It's two girls, man. It's a big, fat, white girl.
Well, no, the one girl that's a stud, she's studly. If anybody knows what a stud is, she's a girl. And she likes Dre. She thinks Dre is cute. And she, you know, she cooked dinner. She brought him a plate on Monday. She took him to lunch on Tuesday. So she's pretty much out here courting our Dre. She's out here courting. And so, you know, every day has been an adventure of the Stud Chronicles with hashtag
the Stud Chronicles with Stud.
As the stud turns. That's what it's called. Ain't that what you call it, as the stud turns?
The stern.
And you know, and so here's the thing. She's a young man on the inside. She don't know how to be soft. So she tried to give our Dre a massage yesterday and her hands was rough. And she was strong handed.
Heavy handed.
So yeah, she heavy handed.
Muscular manicures.
Yeah. And so she told our Dre that she was going to get her
physical fingers.
Yeah, she's tough. She got tough hands. She got worker's hands. You know, her hands ain't soft and supple like mine. Hers is rough and hard like a mechanic. Mm-mm. My hands are soft. Like, you shake my hand, you're like, oh, your hands are so soft. You don't have no plot, no. No, my hands are soft. So she has a court in Andre, and so from now on, anybody's going to have things to say about it. But here's my advice, friend. If you don't like this girl, stop giving her opportunity to stick her foot in. Because now, today, she done said, you got some nice-ass lips. I bet you can eat Cooch Cat. She done sat around and watched the pastor on yesterday. Now she wants her boss ate. Now, we told you yesterday that young man is going to come after you, and she won't have sex.
I like you, Chris Hansen. I like you, and I want you.
I said, no, I don't need a ride to the bus stop. No. I don't need a ride to the bus stop. No. No. No.
Hey, Taylor's here. Taylor's here. Oh, Taylor is here. Girl, welcome.
Oh, God.
Girl. Hey, Taylor, girl.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
I like you, and I want you.
Hey, Dre, and your new boyfriend, girlfriend. Hey.
He got a girlfriend.
They're gonna get some bitches together. Oh,
you got a boyfriend and a girlfriend. You better not ever talk back. He gonna beat your ass.
Whatever.
He gonna bust you down to the white meat.
So she gonna have to rest too. So check this out. She a thug all day, every day. So she got an ankle bracelet on her leg.
Wait. We go weeks and weeks talking about all kind of shit. This nigga don't show up. We get 1 week when we talking about his drinking.
And here she comes.
Yo, she was going to come last week, but her job held her up. Y'all know she worked at
the place. She was like, nah, nigga, I ain't missing tonight.
Yeah, they just
don't
let her ass get off
the night,
though. What
kind of shit?
With Stud Bay.
With Stud Bay. Stud Bay is, as the stud world turns.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it is, you know, y'all, this is all fun and jokes and stuff, but that girl, that young man, that sir, ma'am, whatever she is, she gonna mess around, and she gonna
get
take your
dick.
Cookies. She gonna take your cookies.
And milk and cookies.
And you should have said, when she got ready to say, you know, you look like you eat coochie and whatnot, you should have said, well, bitch, do you know how to suck a dick? Do you know how? When was the last time you put one in your mouth? And I ain't talking about plastic.
Mm-mm. See, at that point, when she starts talking about eating pussy, what you got to do is you got to be ultra manly now. You got to be, listen,
yeah.
I know what you're saying about that eating pussy shit, but you can go back to your girlfriend for that. I'm giving dick on this side of town.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be more man than what she is. Because
right now.
That young man is trying to be the man.
That young man. Oh, boy,
he's trying to get you.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have a real life boyfriend that got kitties. Like, real kitties. Like, she ain't got man titties. She got regular old woman titties that she likes to press down a little bit. Like,
oh.
Nigga.
Oh, Lord.
Nigga, Dre walked by going to the bathroom, and motherfuckers start whistling at him.
Like, bitch, is you whistling? Is you cat calling me, bitch? Like, what? Like,
whoop-boo. Pull over, that ass too fast.
still dirty. Young man, and then she, and then, but see, the thing is, you said the other chick, the new chick, she bad too. So now y'all gonna be in there competing for the new bad bitch.
Oh, wait, Taylor, did you hear the beginning part?
She's not bad, though. She's bad, but she's not new. She's been there for a minute. She just, sometimes, like, the people upstairs, they don't come downstairs like Santa Claus. They just be in the office all the time. And today was the first time I seen her. Because I remember somebody was telling me about it. I was like, I haven't seen her. She's straight. That mother, she's straight.
So you saw her today. So you see her today. And so you, and Stud Bay, she jealous. Because she came and she sat right down in front of you like, bitch, you see me.
Basically, when I go on break, I'm usually by myself because I'm about the only one that don't smoke, and I don't want to get outside after. That's how the
y'all hear explaining. Y'all hear explaining. This nigga explaining. Like he Lucy. This is too much. It's too much. Y'all gonna be out here getting bitches together. Like,
yo, she got a
like
fat ass. This thing
like,
works.
Right,
she
right,
do.
Like, dang, she do. Let's go talk to this bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I bet you $5 I'll pull it before you do.
Oh man!
I bet you she wanna, or I bet you I can get her to suck my dick before she suck yours.
Wait a minute! Oh.
This thing is reckless.
Yo, and then you played her the other day. I wouldn't even keep talking to your ass because you played the shit out of her when she was like, "I got my strap in the car," and you was like, "Which one?" Yo, I want to talk to you after that.
Right.
I'm always talking shit to her. It's like this. If you come in being funny towards me, I'm going to get your ass. I ain't. Nah, fuck that. You started, I'm going to end it. You know my motto. You don't come in there clowning me. I'm minding my business. You're going to get clowned right back.
Oh, nigga, I'm clowning you while you minding your motherfucking business. I'm clowning the shit out of you for the rest of your life.
I'm done. I'm done.
This nigga out here pulling bull diapers. I wasn't
doing nothing. I was minding my damn business.
Joy,
what you gonna do when she pin
you
your ass up in the corner and put her tongue in your ear or some shit like that? What
nah,
you gonna
that's the thing.
Yo.
She can't hit me hemmed up in no corner because I stay on my foot with 20 foot the whole time I'm there. I don't get off that motherfucker. She fucking get ran over.
She gonna jump on the back of that bitch.
He gonna be a hashtag Me Too, Andre. Me Too. You gonna be part of the Me Too movement?
Time's up. This nigga said Me Too.
I'm done.
Yeah, she gonna jump on that forklift and she gonna be like, I'm
Stud Weinstein.
That's
her name, Stud Weinstein.
That guy could be in court.
Like, listen, Jay, listen, I ain't trying to be mean or nothing like that, but if you want to enjoy the time you work here, you're going to have to eat this pussy. Son.
All right.
Son. Oh, look, don't say son, because I hear enough of that. Man, this dude from New York, has son me to death, man, ass up today. Hey, yo, what's up, son? What's up, son? What are you doing, son?
Yo, why the fuck you trying to change the subject? Why are you trying to change the subject,
exactly.
Man?
Exactly.
I don't know why, but we're going to. She tried to get you in that car today. You better be glad you was quick on your feet because she tried to get you in that car. She was going to take you home.
Oh, she was going to kill
you. Bring in Medusa. Damn.
What? What was it? Say what?
Shit.
You want Medusa to do what?
Mm-mm.
Bring in Medusa. Y'all been picking on me the last 4 days. Leave me alone.
No, nigga. No. First of all, okay, so listen, Dre, listen. If you, like, you can tell me, and I ain't tell nobody. I had told nobody the story. Your ass went on Facebook and told it. Then that was just free reign for me.
He started a whole chronicle. So now you got to tune in every day to find out what happened.
What?
Okay.
What, son, baby?
Say
Fellas, you ain't even been commenting
just,
or watching nothing. You just been thug like me to death with your little bad ass.
But anyway, mm-hmm. Now you got your real life Grace Jones.
Oh.
Out here. You got your real life Grace Jones.
Mm-mm.
She
got this Grace Jones.
No, don't.
You better stop going to Subway, because next thing you know, she's going to put her leg on that table. You know you want this pussy. It's a gym.
Not this.
Yo,
sister.
Boomerang was just on yesterday. I was watching that shit, dying fucking laughing.
You know you want this.
You know what had me crying? Somebody sent me the video, so everybody know about the pastor. Shout out to Amaz. I know about the pastor. So somebody sent me the video from what is that? The Eddie Murphy movie where he was a vampire.
Oh yeah,
Vampire in Brooklyn.
When he was talking about evil pussy, I seen this shit.
She gonna get you. You gonna have you the most stud pussycat. Oh, and you know it's probably tight because she ain't had no dick in a while. She's gonna be like it's brand new and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, she done had some damn dick.
That's
no,
only one way to find
it
out.
She's had it before, but it's been a minute. It's been a minute.
No, I think she didn't have some recently.
Oh, well, from you.
I don't think so.
You had to give it to her. I don't think so either. Because
she's trying to change that. She's trying to make sure you're the one to give it to her.
That's what she's trying to do.
See, what you're doing is you succumbing to the peer pressure of them other fuckers at your job. Like, don't be fucking with her, Dredo. No, they just mad that tight boy pussy ain't come after them. That's all. They
exactly.
Just jealous.
That's the same shit that John said. But John said, he said, I ain't want to talk to her or nothing. He said, but she hadn't been saying nothing to nobody. Because John is over her line. He's a leader. And he was like, I be talking to everybody back there trying to get, you know what I'm saying, liven it up. He said, but she don't say shit. So you come in this motherfucker talking shit. He started talking to you. He's like, what the fuck?
See?
So here's the thing. If you went in there trying to, you know, crack jokes and be the funny guy, you wouldn't have stud bae on your penis right now.
I wasn't trying to crack jokes. I wasn't trying to be funny. I was saying some real shit. Because I was like, what the fuck is this shit I'm hearing that they don't hire, you know what I'm saying, they're not hiring for a permanent position and we ain't got no insurance and all this other shit. I said, these motherfuckers ain't even train you. They just tell you to go. I said, you go out this motherfucker and rip off an arm. These motherfuckers just tell you to go back to work. I said, the old dude done got choked out, this motherfucker, and then woke him up and put his black ass back on the line. And so everybody started laughing. I was just going in, and then the thing I know, she started talking. And then she been talking ever since, because she was sitting in that motherfucker. I knew she was hungry, and I knew she was thirsty. And she said she didn't have no money because he hadn't got a check yet. So I was just being nice because I had a little extra money. I was like, yo, you want me to buy your soda?
This nigga leaving parts of the story out. This nigga pimped her with a fucking Pepsi.
I said it on the first post. I told her, it was hot.
First of all, you fucking trying to be Norma Ray, you know what I'm saying, in the motherfucking warehouse, talking about these are unsafe working conditions. We need to rally together. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. I'm just saying, my bad. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, man. That shit is unsafe as hell, man.
But we still stuck on the fact that you still got a studly boo. Ew.
Stop playing and fuck the stud.
And tell us about it. All about it.
See? That's that shit right now. See? We just want to know. We just want to hear what the experience was like. She might have like the best box in the world.
Listen.
This nigga said box.
You can beat the box, nigga.
That's exactly how she gonna ask him too.
So how was the box? Just go ahead and get the box.
And then this is some real shit, Dre. This is some real man to man shit from me to you. The other two on the phone, they ain't even listening right now. You ain't even gotta worry about performing that good. Because she ain't even used to dick. So you could pull out the B dick, the C+ dick. You ain't even got to give her the A dick. You know what I'm saying? You can keep the A dick in your back pocket. You know what I'm saying? Bring out the B- dick. You know what I'm saying? Just be there. She going to be like, oh, my God, this is the best that I've ever had. Yeah, I got some more shit right here in the back pocket for you when your income tax check comes. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
Because,
I mean, she might not know what good dick is anymore. She don't know. The first dick she done had in years.
Years.
You know what I'm saying? She don't know what good dick really is. Like, that's what Vaughn is just trying to tell you. You can give her your Z-ass dick. I don't care. Like, put it in there. And she still gonna get excited about that shit.
Mm-hmm. She used to tongues and fingers, nigga.
No, and she a stud, and more than likely, she ain't had a tongue nor a finger. She been doing it all. But there are some studs who don't like to, that don't like to receive.
Oh, so that shit is real tight then.
There's a possibility that she got that fresh new.
I'm telling you, Dre, yo, you take that sports bra off her and let them titties pop out, son. You're going to be surprised what you see.
She don't know that type of freedom. She ain't used to that type of freedom. She used to have to be constrained and shit. That got that shit free.
What? Put her in the nice hot bath, but just keep her ankle out of it so she don't let you cue herself. And you know what I'm saying? Freshen that up, man.
But you know she can't go nowhere. Y'all got to do this at her house because you know she got to be at the house at 8:00. You got to be there at 8:00.
Bitch got an ankle bracelet on. Where the fuck do y'all find these efforts? I'm fucking done. They got a stud boyfriend, girlfriend. They got a b-hole before the sun goes down.
Exactly. Bitch better not let that sun beat her home.
You get violated by a parole officer if the fucking streetlights come on and you ain't on the couch.
Debbie's sitting there.
Oh, my God. I don't understand. I can't call it. But you know what? I'm not in no better condition because if I told y'all some of the fuckery that's going on in my life.
You got you a stud, babe?
Nah, yeah. Whoa.
Okay. Shut up. What?
Shut up.
See, but she don't throw shade at everybody though. You just talk shade too.
Oh shit.
What? What happened?
Y'all are hilarious. I'm done with y'all.
What happened?
So, Taylor, you still there, Taylor?
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for Dre?
Oh, God.
The only thing I would tell Dre is that just comply. Because the last thing I want is for you to get beat up by your boyfriend, girlfriend, because you didn't listen. So just whatever he, she ask you, just try to do it. Just because I don't want you to get hurt because you was late bringing the chicken and the fried chicken home because, you know, she don't cook because, you know,
she the man.
To know how to cook. Yeah, she don't cook. So, and then on top, I want you to get in the house.
You must
time.
Have not been around Sunday night for dinner.
she do cook. She cooked chicken and macaroni and cheese and shit and brought it to him on Monday at the workplace. She cooking dinners and shit, girl.
Oh, you got to be home on time then. If she got
right.
to be in the house by 8, you got to be there at 7. You got to be there at 7:45. You got to be on time. So just really focus and try your hardest to be on time. Because I don't want her or him to beat you up because you was late. And now she got to check in with the parole officer at 8 o'clock. I don't want that.
Terrible.
And then another thing is just tell us. Just tell us all the details.
Just keep us up to date.
Yeah. Let us know first before you tell Facebook. We just want to know first.
Yes. And then also, so I got a question.
And
this
then
the
also.
So now I got a question. So if okay, so let's say y'all go the distance. Like, who's wearing the tux? At the wedding,
both of
do you get to wear the tux
both
or is she going to wear the tux?
Both of them.
How the fuck are you going to get me married? The fuck?
Okay.
Both of them, girl, they're going to be wearing out there where that she going to have her braid dress in the bun and with her tuxedo on. Everybody in the party going to have on tuxedos. And ain't no dresses nowhere. Ain't no dresses. I'm going to be the cutest one of them all because I'm going to have on motherfucking heels. And my shit going to be tight and right because it's going to fit me. The rest of y'all going to be looking like some shit. But listen, they getting married. I'm planning this shit.
See all these, all these wedding jokes, they're not even funny, Dre. I'm with you. I'm not even funny.
Just going to get me married. You're going to offer me the fuck up. Like, I ain't even on the other end of this phone.
Hey,
think about this girl.
Nigga, she's doing more than them other bitches have done. At this point, at least she bringing you goddamn meals to work. She treating you like a work husband.
I didn't have to do.
You
I
didn't
have
to
do nothing.
Look. You didn't have to ask her to do nothing. She took the initiative and did it. See, that's what you need to look at. If you got to ask people to do shit, that's a whole different story. But if she takes
and then look today how she was marking her territory when that other bitch came into the break room.
Boom, bitch! I cooked him chicken and macaroni and cheese. Who the fuck are you?
What the fuck you cook for?
Oh, bitch! All you can offer some Skittles, bitch. I cooked a meal.
Dre, who this new bitch?
All,
who this
said,
new bitch, Dre?
She said, all you got is some damn Skittles. She said, I turned on my motherfucking oven, bitch. Like, you can't tell me nothing.
Right. You can't tell me nothing.
Bitch, I bought Tupperware
macaroni. It wasn't even boxed macaroni. It was homemade, cooked in the oven macaroni.
Bitch, I cut cheese. I cut cheese to make this.
I boiled the noodles. I went and got all these ingredients. I got the sour cream, the four cheeses. You know, I made a motherfucking roux. This bitch in there making roux and shit.
Making roux.
Fried up. Was it the chicken fried or was it baked?
It was fried.
Oh, so she got mixed up.
Okay, she
seasoning.
Had to heat up some grease.
She had to put the chick. She had to do the egg wash and the flour. Then the
She probably did it in canola oil or some shit.
Yes. She used sunflower oil. She didn't use no regular. She didn't use Wesson. She didn't use none of that.
Nope.
She used sunflower oil just for you, Dre.
The sunflower, John, from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
She made it healthy. She made sure it was healthy for you so your cholesterol won't go up.
And just think, the fact that she, you know what I'm saying, she home early, that means she seasoned that shit in advance. So I know it was tasting good.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was.
Yeah. What I tell you, paprika. Paprika?
Not paprika. It's not pap. Not pap.
Not, it's not paprika. It's paprika. Paprika.
Oh, okay.
Video and it was floating around the internet at one point, and the guy was like, I cannot remember what I came to Walmart for. Jesus, bring it back to my remembrance. You know, bring it back to me, Jesus. And he kept going, he kept going, and then all of a sudden he was like, paprika. I came in here for paprika.
I'm done.
You had that bitch walking around Walmart looking for paprika because she said, you know what, I'm going home, I'm going to buy this nigga some chicken. Put him some green beans and some macaroni and cheese.
See, y'all
together.
Keep playing. Y'all talking shit. When last time motherfucker bought y'all lunch to fucking work?
Today.
First of all, I work from home. I work from home. So he can't bring. He's not going to bring me lunch to the house because he lives in a whole other city.
Damn.
But.
I tried, Dre. I tried.
You tried.
How that happened today.
See? Dre, did you get what she bring you for lunch today? Y'all go out
to
eat.
I ate my regular lunch, but I was in there eating my damn students because I wanted that fucking honey bun, but the racked ass machine wouldn't spit it out.
You look like a fat honey bun.
Wrong. How many times is that?
How many times is what?
What happened?
How many times she didn't throw shade?
How many times what?
How many times has she didn't throw shade since she's been on this phone?
I would say that we're edging close to a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Close to a dozen.
Look here, honey bun. Listen, you didn't need no honey bun. You need not eat them honey buns because then she's gonna be like, "Ooh."
That might be it. That might be our dozen right there. That might be our dozen right there.
That shim and them is gonna be like, "Ooh, look at him eating that honey bun. I want him to eat me like that honey bun." Like, you know,
like, like that pasta.
You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, man, you gonna mess around, you done licked this girl ass. She has lost her shit. Like, you know, you gotta be careful with this. You gotta be careful. You need to stop talking to that young man.
Yo, but I mean, all right. Some more real shit, Dre. Some more real shit. Wouldn't it be a fucking notch in your fucking belt to make her show up to work looking all feminine and shit? You know what I'm saying? Everybody be like, no, see, she coming looking like stud bae. And then, you know what I'm saying, in like 7 days, she come in, she got a fucking flat twist or some shit in her hair. You know what I'm saying? She got a fucking a doobie or some dumb shit. She got fucking spandex with a fucking doobie. Right.
Yeah, she got her hair laid and fried for you.
Listen, she come in looking, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know. She come in looking like Cleo on Monday, but you know what I'm saying? Looking like Khadija on Friday.
Goddamn.
I'm just saying.
Goddamn.
But what you going to do?
It could work.
What you going to do then, Clay?
It could work.
What you going to do?
Do?
What you going to do? You already said she got a fat little butt. What you gonna do?
Nigga, that's gonna make your ego go out the fucking frame.
Yo, them niggas would love you. Like, nigga, how the fuck?
Love you.
talk like, you know how many dudes be wanting to change these studs around? You can do it.
You can do it.
Look, listen, to your accountability, buddy. You can do it.
You bring her back to the right team, son. It's almost your obligation to do that if you want to know the truth.
Yo, listen to Brother Ron.
It's almost your obligation. Don't laugh.
Yo, listen. Are you being serious? Yo.
I try to hold it. Come on. It is your obligation. See, what you have to do, you have to recognize that in this world that we living in, this wicked place, man, they trying to pull apart the family. It is your obligation to put it back together, black man. You and only you can penetrate that vagina and make her go back to the right side of the fence.
Yeah.
Listen, you laughing, Brother Ron is preaching. Listen.
Okay.
It is your
I'm
duty.
Just saying. It is your
mm-hmm.
duty.
To please
go
that
out there
booty.
And please that stud booty.
I knew it was coming.
I hate you. You make me sick, girl.
I knew
you
it.
You make me sick. You know, it's your duty. It's your duty.
To please that manly booty.
Not manly. I wonder if she got a soft
no.
butt or if she got a hard butt. Like, you know, she's
it's,
like, did she go
it's
to the
it's probably
gym?
Nice and soft.
But she, you know what? I don't know.
I know Dre about to know.
Yeah.
Yep. He say not.
It took him a long time to deny
not.
That. I don't believe
like,
it.
So listen, he's been thinking about it. Yes, you fans. And you got to tell how she get stud bae. How you get that name? Why couldn't she just be the stud at work? She stud bae.
He thought about it.
He thought about it. He did. This nigga out here trying to give dick to a stud muffin.
I'm done.
Freaking not. I'm done.
I'm done. I mean, at the same time, though, I mean, listen. This motherfucker is like the envy. Just, yo. First
of
all
the niggas at the
now,
workplace.
Fuck the workplace. I mean, just think of the best. See, y'all think I'm joking. It's going to be easy to turn her out because she ain't had dick in forever. Then she still got those other tendencies, so you can send her out there to go get you some pussy. You know what I'm saying? She's still in the
uh-huh.
in the game.
Uh-huh.
She know how to pull
uh-huh.
bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
She
uh-huh.
ain't going out to the club and spending money because she on home house arrest. You know what I'm saying? So
uh-huh.
she keeping
uh-huh.
the paper. Obviously, she know how to cook, so she got some kind of home skills. You know what I'm saying? And she bringing you the food, so I mean, push come to shove, she go get the pussy and bring the pussy back to you, like she bringing the food back to you. Listen, this is the best
uh-huh.
of both worlds, man. You better stop playing, man. Make your next move your best move, brother.
Okay,
that's some pimp shit he just laid on you. That's some pimp shit.
I'm just trying to say.
I'm just saying, it's well, I don't know how you know the weather changes for y'all down there, but. It seemed like it might be getting a little cool out. So your best bet.
Mm-hmm.
A little.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold as hell.
Okay. So she need a cuddle buddy. She don't need a cuddle
okay.
buddy.
See, this is what I'm talking about. We talking about getting the pussy, this nigga quiet. You talk about it being cold and this nigga want to start talking. Nigga, you're talking about the wrong shit. See, that's the problem.
Whatever. Nobody damn fucking up, girl.
Holy shit, Jay, I'm telling you, man, you better stop playing, man. Stop fucking falling for the fucking hokey doke. That real tight, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no more dick pussy. And just think God's going to bless you for bringing back one of his flock.
This nigga.
Do you understand how you could really have like the like you could really have the best stuff? Like really, she y'all you could have two girlfriends at the same time, and nobody's gonna question that shit because they're gonna look at her like a little brother. Like, come on now,
little brother. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's a man and a woman in a relationship, and she gonna be the vice man. She gonna be like, she, yeah. like not quite the president, but the vice president.
She gonna be the vice man in the relationship.
You have a man, a woman, and a vice man. Oh, I'm telling you, man. Listen, stop playing. You better do it.
Do it.
She ain't fuck with none of them other motherfuckers in there, but you and your ass.
And look, and
it was something about
like
you.
Some
girl.
Of the, okay, so some of the dudes that come through there, and I be looking at them when they be, you know, leaving or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. He got all his arms out. He want to show his muscles. It's 2 degrees outside. He got his muscles out. Okay, all right, okay. But you niggas. She wanted to talk to because you the funny nigga making her laugh. See, she ain't laughed like that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's so used to making the bitches laugh. Now you making her laugh? Oh, she feel a different type of way about this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And it's always the funny niggas. The funny niggas get the most girls. Now they get studs and shit.
She's so annoying.
Exactly. Doing no damn thing. I was minding my business.
Oh, shit.
Holy what? I'm just saying. Go ahead. Just do it. Are you all going to do it one time?
You just got to try it. Just see.
You gotta try.
Yeah, God. It's like a Lay's potato chip. You just can't fuck her just once.
Okay, then fuck her 3 times and then go on about your business.
In the words of my man from the movie South Central, that's a mang Buddha. That's a mang over there, Buddha.
No,
ain't nobody
talking
no nobody.
That's not no man. That ain't
whatever.
No man. That is not, that's not a man. She has, she, look at it like this. Look at it like this. She still got a cat. It ain't like she a transmission of somebody and she trying to change.
Oh, wait a minute. Did she say a transmission?
Hell yeah.
Transmission.
Okay.
Supposed to be my best friend. Out here trying to pimp me out. I'm going to remember that shit.
A transmission,
nigga.
Though.
Let me tell you something, Dre. Nigga, I'm just encouraging you to look at life a little bit different. Just try some new shit. Nigga, you eat the same type of foods every day. You do the same shit. Just add some sparkle to your life. This bitch might be a little piece of sparkle that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be mad that you out here being courted by this young man. Shut up.
Oh shit! Courted by this young man. I'm done with you.
Like I was saying, she got all the stuff that she needs. She just gotta stop being such a boy. Like she got titty. She got a pussycat. Like. She got an ass on her. She's got stuff acting like she's a boy. You are not a boy, young lady. You're not a boy.
And it is your job to show her the difference between a man and a man. Mm-hmm. You gotta show her, Dre. Show her. She may want to act like a man, but you show her what a man is, noble.
Yep. I agree. I agree you're wrong. I sure do. Yep.
So we have voted.
Listen,
here,
you might be missing out on your one true love. Because you got a preference.
You
know what?
You better.
Listen,
yeah.
Your type that you think you want, that might not be the person that's for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the first thing I thought, 8-inch dick, that's just tattoo.
Listen. She just dropped some shit on you that you needed. What you think your preference is may not be what you need.
Mm-mm.
And this young lady, man, friend, is walking into your life and she could be a blessing. She could be your blessing.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just out here to encourage you to have a better life. And know that love is love. Don't care.
And you know, everybody here is in your corner, Dre. Everybody here is in your corner. We're not going to steer you down the wrong way. Got your back.
Yeah.
We just trying to say that, she ain't had dick in forever.
And
it's like it's new again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And them babies you already wanted, because you know she fertile as hell, because she ain't really, you know, I had no good stimulation. So, nigga, she going to release all her ovulation. I'm just going to ovulate all over you. And she going to mess around, have babies and shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then y'all could take turns breastfeeding.
But just make sure she know that she the mama. You not the daddy. You the mama.
Oh, shit. The baby like, mama, what? Dad, I'm fucking confused.
Maybe just confused. Just don't know what to call it. That's your mama, baby. That's your mama.
That's your mama,
auntie,
baby.
She don't look like my mama. Auntie, she don't
look
like
yes,
my
she
mama.
Do. Wait till you turn 17 and you start filling out. We start seeing what you look like. You gonna look like your mama.
Oh Lord, she gonna be built like a linebacker, baby. Built like a linebacker. Why you so strong, mama? Mama, why you so strong? You know, I used to carry bitches back in the day.
She training to play for the Patriots.
Why they call you Brian Urlacher?
Why every time you walk in the room they scream Luke? why you say like Luke? Yeah, I want to see her. I just want to see her one. Because I haven't seen her yet. I want to see her. I need to see her.
Oh, shit.
You
better watch
out.
She's going to fuck around and try to turn you out, nigga. She still
eating
pussy.
No.
It ain't funny when the shoe is on your foot, right? Yeah, when
exactly.
her Jordan's on your foot, it ain't fucking funny no more, right?
Wait a minute. First and foremost. I don't care. But the thing is this, I currently am not interested in no bitches. I got a boy, whole ass boyfriend that's really a man. She's not giving, I don't know, young woman, young man, whatever you decide to be today. I'm not the one, okay? And then Dre,
I know you're not laughing because you don't even try to defend yourself. You just been sitting right here being quiet and shit. Don't you try to come after me.
Ain't no defending myself. I'm not listening to y'all. I'm not thinking about that dude. I told you.
The more you keep talking to her, the more she gonna keep coming for you.
Yeah, I mean, he keep making it seem like he got a choice whether or not she take the dick or not.
Right. Nigga, she gonna take it on the forklift.
She gonna take it.
She gonna take it. That young man has said in his mind that he gonna take it.
I like you, and I want you.
And I'm gonna have you.
And I'm gonna have you.
Nigga.
Chris Hansen. I call you Chris Hansen.
And she persistent. Persistent and aggressive.
Mm.
A combination of things.
Really like them.
You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Make them know they're interested in them.
Mm-hmm. She trying to tell you I'm interested. What them other chicks doing?
Right. They ain't showing you the love I'm showing you. They just coming down here. Showing her little cute ass from upstairs. She need to take her ass back upstairs. I'm down here working in the trenches with you, nigga. We the ones out here blood, sweat, and tears. Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't supposed to be sweating and trying together.
Yeah. Take her corporate old ass back upstairs. Out here wearing dresses and flip flops and heels and shit.
White
I
collar,
wear heels to work. She want to wear heels and shit to work so she can see her ass set up in them doggone pants.
I got my motherfucking Red Wings on.
We out here with these 12s together.
Oh, shit. I'm done with y'all.
He be all right.
Y'all gonna stop teasing my man Dre.
Well, tell him to stop telling us about it then. Stop telling us the world, because he makes it seem like it's just us. Nigga, you done told all of Facebook. Now every day somebody's tuning in just to the stud turns.
Just for the Chronicles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Come on.
I don't know what it is that made him think that it was okay to share that corner of his life with the world. But I thank him for it, because it is very entertaining.
Definitely.
He's better than me. I would have told nobody about this part of my life.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I agree, Ron. I agree. I wouldn't have told nobody that. I would have took that to my motherfucking grave. I wouldn't have told not a single soul.
Unless you was there, like the people who's there, they would know, of course, because they seeing it. But other than that, this is like fucking Yeti, like the fucking Loch Ness monster. Nope, don't exist.
Nope. What's a Loch Ness? I've never seen that. What
foolery do you speak of, young man?
What is this? I don't know. I wouldn't tell nobody. I wouldn't went to my grave. You better not tell nobody but God. It killed your mama.
You hear this nigga go saying, y'all know what happened to me the other day? This big she was grabbing on my upper lumbar, massaging me and shit. I turned around. Like, nigga.
Yeah. Why you telling us? Don't tell nobody.
But thank you, because you just gave us a whole show for tonight.
Right, like, we're only going to give this portion of the show 30 minutes. But you had to start it at 11:17. We're only going to give this portion 30 minutes. Because we were still talking about our bad habits. Your
I think
bad
it was before
11:17. I looked at the clock when we started. I looked at the clock.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. You should have stuck with your 30 minutes. You should have accepted that, but you started it.
And we thank you.
Appreciate you. We love this show. Talk about some where Medusa. Medusa's going to be out for the next few weeks.
But so, he's trying to take the heat off of him.
He's trying his best. Trying his best. Keep sharing Stud Bay Chronicles. And we will have something to talk about every single week. He going to take her out for homecoming?
Oh, damn.
Really?
Oh, man.
Well, it's going to be hard to take her out for homecoming. One, she got to be in by a certain hour.
Well, she can go to a day party. She can go to a day party.
Wait, but ain't she going to be playing in the football game?
That's Saturday. That's Saturday afternoon.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
She can go out Friday night.
Nope, not Friday afternoon. Can't do Friday night. Blah, blah, blah. House arrest.
Oh, yeah, she can do Friday afternoon. Yep. She can go to a day party. She can go from 12 to 4. That way she's not out there too long. She can get home, make sure food's cooked, make sure you got something to eat.
And then
when
take
you get
her
there,
some
after
day.
You've been drinking, yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, so Dre got your whole itinerary out there. How you getting down with Stud Bay?
Ain't gonna happen, Captain.
All right. You keep thinking that. I got $25 that it won't last 2 weeks before he gets his dick in her.
Okay, I'll give it. Okay.
Anybody else got any predictions?
It could be a month. It could be about a month or so.
All right, so I say 2 weeks. You say a month. And what's your guess?
What you got, Taylor? Taylor, I just heard you say
Right, see, now she's sleeping.
Right. Have a narcolepsy.
What are you doing?
Lord have mercy. I thought I was the only one that fell asleep on the fucking show.
What is she doing, Lord? Here we go.
I guess I'm not
here. I cannot.
See, Dre, this is your time to get back at her right now. Talk about how, you know what I'm saying? She has to have she on her on.
Okay.
All
right. I'm done. Okay, we about to cue this white woman. This is funny.
Yeah, so I say 2 weeks, you say a month. All right, so we're going to see what it is.
Okay. We're going to see. We're going to see what it is. Then she going to laugh.
Oh my God. Oh, that shit is funny.
I'm done. Okay, so we out of here for the night. Next week, we're not gonna have a show next week because it's homecoming. So we'll see you on the other side of next week. At the beginning of
the
month.
New Side Bay developments.
Stud Bay, not Side Bay.
Oh, Stud Bay, my bad. I said Side Bay. Stud Bay, my bad. You're right. Stud Bay developments.
Stud Bay, which is. Yep. All right, so we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Be good. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And yeah. Bye bye, people. We're about to kill this white woman.
Doses.